Thank you. newly released music from guitarist Bobby Broom and his trio here on Jazz from the Heart of America. That's the Bobby Broom Organization. The new album called Jam-A-Lot. All live music recorded in performances done back in 2014 and 2019. In this case, music recorded in June of 2019 at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago, the famed club here in Chicago, which hosts so much great music and has been a part of the scene since all the way back in the 1940s when founder Joe Siegel put the project into action. His son, Wayne Siegel, still runs the club, and you can sit in a crowd of about 150 or 200 people on a Saturday night and hear music of that quality. World-class jazz musicians like guitarist Bobby Broom, organist Ben Patterson, and drummer Kobe Watkins. And you heard the three of them recording together there on the Kurt Vile composition, Speak Low. The Bobby Broom Organization. And this one from a new CD. As we said, the title of it is Jam-A-Lot. I'm Dan Bindert along with you for this week's edition of Jazz from the Heart of America on VOA. And we hope you're enjoying the music on the various VOA stations all across the globe. Good to have you along. We're going to continue with this jazz organ sound that had its original heyday in the 50s and 60s, started to go by the wayside in the mid-1970s as the Fender Rhodes electric keyboard and various synthesizer keyboards came into the picture, but has had a renaissance over the past, really the past several decades now in jazz music, and so it's just a standard part of the sound these days. But we're going to hear two tunes featuring the organ of a musician whose name you might not be all that familiar with. His name is Caesar Frazier. Born in New York in 1947, he grew up in a little small town in Florida called Lake Helen, Florida, before moving on to Florida A&M University, studying music there, and moving up to Indianapolis, Indiana, which has had a great music scene and a great jazz scene over the years. Got his first big break when he joined the band of saxophonist Lou Donaldson in the early 70s. Wound up touring across the United States in a station wagon with Lou and his band, and eventually getting his own shot at recording. Did a few albums in the early and mid-70s that didn't sell all that well, but became the stuff of legend amongst hip-hop producers who picked up on the sounds and dropped them into hip-hop records. Caesar Frazier right here is going to give us one from his 1972 recording, the album Hail Caesar, done for the Eastbound label. And I'm going to pull this one straight from an old vinyl record that's part of my personal collection. The tune, it's a Caesar Frazier original called CF. the band that included soul jazz stalwarts like Houston Person on the tenor saxophone, Melvin Sparks playing the guitar, Idris Muhammad with the drums. That's organist Caesar Frazier. The album was called Hail Caesar, recorded back in 1972, and the song titled CF. Well, that would be Caesar Frazier's initials, but spelled here S-E-E-F. Well, one of the early influences on Caesar Frazier's music was the music he heard his grandmother play as a pianist in the gospel church way back when he was growing up in those early days in a small town in Florida. And you can hear a bit of that come through in his music, whether it's those records from back in the early 70s or this one, a newly released project recorded live in November of 2022 in Copenhagen, Denmark. Caesar Frazier's quartet live at a club called Jazz Cup. And this is his take on the old standard, Willow Weep for Me. Thank you. From his new album titled Live at Jazz Cup, organist Caesar Frazier with his quartet, and the great blues ballad Willow Weep for Me. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program spotlighting some of the finest examples of musical creativity from within this art form we call jazz. This program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.